Welcome to the Meditation for Health podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. In this week's podcast, we're going to explore something you may be very familiar with, heard of, or never heard of before. But it's something that all of us have to be careful about because it can have a very perplexing, challenging aspect to it. Sometimes when people meditate, there's something that happens. It's challenging to put it into words, but it's similar to having a very incredible high, like sometimes drug addicts may have, or when you just have a very mystical, a very wonderful experience, often beyond anything you can describe, and more uplifting, more wonderful than anything you've ever had in life. They definitely don't happen every time you meditate, and they may never happen, but they may happen sometimes. And when they happen, they can have an effect on the person that they happen to and on those who hear about them. Let me explain. I've met countless number of meditators who over the years have had an incredible meditation experience. I mean, really, just an incredible high they had while they were meditating. Something very mystical, something very intense, and something that they crave. They want it back badly. Real badly, and they spend years, sometimes decades, trying to reenact that meditation high again. It's almost a little bit like a drug addict who had a really intense drug experience and they keep chasing the high. It's very similar, actually. So I think in that situation, we have to be careful because if we're meditating for the high, it can be something that can keep us from just meditating and being present with what is. And another concern that can arise from this is if you've been meditating for a while and you haven't had the, in quotes, high experience, you want it and you think there's something wrong with me. My experience was very mundane. It was nice. It was peaceful. But I want that high. And you feel like you're inadequate because you don't have it. And both of those, chasing the high or wanting the high for the first time, are something we have to be careful about. Because they can cause us suffering. They can keep us from just meditating well. I think there's a tendency to glamorize them, to think, wow, that's awesome. I wish I had that, or I want that again. But they can actually be detrimental because we seek them so strongly that they become the focus of our meditation instead of just meditating. It's again a lot like an addiction. We don't feel good about ourselves till we get it, and that's all we're seeking. Where really meditation is about living in the here and now, enjoying what is, and being present with what is right here, right now. It's not about having highs. It's not about being blissfully happy all your life. It's about living in the present moment, still, quiet, and present. It's a beautiful life. It's a beautiful experience to meditate this way. But if we get the addiction, the attachment towards wanting the high, it's going to cause us suffering. And we have to be careful. And that's why I wanted to talk about the meditation high this week, because it really can cause us suffering. But it's also important not to judge ourselves when we don't have it. If we've never had that really intense meditation experience, and we know people around us are having them, don't be self-critical. They can actually be detrimental. And it's best just to meditate, meditate well, meditate consistently, and really not worry about them. Because life just goes better when we don't get attached to anything, including the meditation high. Interestingly, in my own life, I've had some very, very intense experiences, had many of them. And when I began to seek after them and pursue them, it's almost like they went away. They became elusive. And when I stopped pursuing them, when I just said, whatever will be, I began having them again, and pretty regularly. I never seek them. I don't get attached towards them. I don't often even share them with anybody when I have them. But I have them pretty often, and they really are nice to have. However, because I'm not attached towards them, it doesn't matter one way or another. If they go away and I never have them again, it doesn't really matter. Yes, they're pleasant, but they're not required. They're nothing necessary. And I think because I'm not attached towards having them, that I get to have them pretty often. But I am very careful to not be attached towards them, because I've realized from past experience, my own and others, that seeking them, pursuing them, making them my quest in my meditation experience will cause me and others suffering. Instead, I just experience them when they come, and I let them go when they go, period. And life flows well that way, much, much better. So given that they actually can be something detrimental, I wouldn't encourage you to pursue them or feel less than if you don't have them. It doesn't really matter. And if you've had them and you are pursuing them, perhaps it's time to let go and just meditate, because they will cause you suffering. And I think your best chance of having them come back, if they ever do come back, is by not pursuing them and just let the meditations high as they happen without your involvement. Thank you for joining me on this week's Meditation for Health podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of meditation, please go to www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. May you have a meditative week, meditating each morning and each night. And until next time, peace.